Get your hands dirty with the Gardening Gang. Saturday mornings at 8 on Coast FM 960.
Born to be Alive. That is the first song of the program today, Carolyn, because we are here at the Live Festival.
Oh, you're so clever.
Or the Alive Festival.
We're Alive.
Could be a better way to put it.
Mm.
We're in Gosford at the magnificent park here, which is called the Leagues Club Park.
Yes.
Because it's right opposite the Leagues Club in Gosford.
That's right.
On the way into town, and it's a magnificent day. It's a little bit overcast at this stage, but a nice, clear day coming our way.
Mm-hmm.
And the radio broadcast today is to promote this alternative food.
Well, it's plant-based. I wouldn't say it's alternative when we all eat plant, but I like a good salad, you do too. So it's a plant-based festival, and it's not just about the food, it's about other things that also support that sort of living. So if you've ever been curious about vegan food and plant-based products, this is a great place to come down and have a taste and have a look around at what's going on. They're all sitting up right now. I believe it kicks off at 9 a.m, but we're here so you can come and say hello. And as Pete said, we're at Georgia on a terrace, which is right at the waterfront here at Gosford. And look, it's nice. It's a fresh day. I like it when it's not too hot.
Oh, it's a bit chilly for my little body today. Let me tell you, Cheryl, I'm going to get used to this stuff, mate. If any little breeze comes up from the south, I'm going to be running for my jacket somewhere.
And Pete, I've actually seen as well that there is fabulous entertainment today. We did have one of the lovely singer-songwriters in the studio last week, and she'll be here. That's Jemima. But there's lots of entertainment, and it is super kid-friendly. And guess what? You can bring your dogs.
And the other thing is, it's our favourite price. Free. It is no charge
no
to come
charge.
Along. Wander around the stalls.
Mm-hmm.
They're here all day today. They're still busily sort of setting all this up.
They are.
But there's crepes and there's, what's this, animal justice? That's a bit different than what
people,
I expected.
Yeah, he's one of those people. There's donuts. There's lots of things.
As we are every Saturday morning with the Gardening Gang, being sponsored by Alan Graham's Caravans and RVs, and also Doormaster Security Doors and Windows. So back to the classics, and we'll come back with one of the guests here today. Classic hits at Coast FM 963 this morning. There's the Electric Light Orchestra, and the song is called I'm Alive, because we are here at the Alive Festival. Cheryl and Darcy and Pete Little here this morning. And a bit chilly at the moment, as I mentioned before, but I'm warming up now. I'm warming up.
Are you? I'm warming up.
I'm feeling good.
I'm going to warm up with a vegan pie, that's it.
Okay, that's ready for you. When you're prepared to eat it, you can have it. Now, we have our first guest here today, Glenn Fraser. Lovely Glenn Fraser. He is the man that organises all this. He puts it all together 12 months in advance. He had a great event last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were here. Glenn hasn't lost any hair since then because he's a well-organised dude. G'day, Glenn.
Hey, hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're feeling really good. Now, Glenn, you've been on site this morning for quite a while because people have been rolling in with their, their tents and their structures and whatnot. How's it looking?
It's turning out to be a fantastic day already. I think we've got 60 stallholders and entertainers here today, and I think we're pretty much close to capacity in terms of the size of the park. We're well up on what we had last time, and we've got such an incredible mix of people, food, entertainment on the go today. So it's going to be a really exciting day down here, I think.
I notice there's only one radio station here, Cheryl.
Oh, the best one. That's
okay.
Why. The best one.
Happy to support it.
But I tell you what, it's so full this time that we're not in the middle with the stallholders. We're actually up on the Chill Hill. We've had to move because they're so busy. This has grown
we're
every year.
We're on Chill Hill, they're calling
it. I love
That's
it.
Very clever.
Yeah, very, very good. I'm so anxious about this. Other than food, what else can we see here if we come down today?
We've got an amazing selection of charities that are local, like Mutiyu, for example, who's a farm rescue animal charity, which we've been working with for many years, and they do an extraordinary job up at Palmdale, a farm that they've turned into a sanctuary for abandoned animals, and they do the most extraordinary work up there. We've got herbalists, we've got women talking about coming to terms with menstruation and the power, latent in things like that.
You don't need to listen to this, Pete. This is not your part. I'm interested.
Okay. And we've got the only soft serve vegan ice cream in the state, I believe, possibly even in the country.
Really?
And they've come all the way from Canberra to be here today for the Coasties. So we're pretty excited about that.
I think I've put my dibs on that for a taste
Have
test.
Have you? The swirl.
I think a little
swirl.
Taste test might not go astray there.
Oh, I love
Charlotte.
Ice cream. I really do. That would be nice.
Me. I don't. Plant food, of course, has in the past been growing in its popularity, particularly when you go into Woolworths and the main supermarkets there. You see a whole section of plant-based food. And I've got coming up very soon our resident rock and roll psychiatrist here at Coast FM, Carlos, who's going to talk about the value of plant food to the brain.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
Very good. We like anything that kind of posits this kind of stuff. And you're dead right. There's such an amazing inclusion for people now that plant-based food, vegan food, it doesn't have that kind of imprimatur of like hair shirts and hippies anymore, you know? It's
you're right.
It's a really inclusive space, and now we're seeing it in the big retailers like the Coles and the Woolies. There's no real excuse. If people want to try vegan ham, they can try vegan ham, and for most people it's going to be almost identical, but without the cholesterol. So they're, you know, a lot of the things that we're talking about these days are both health issues, environmental issues, as well as animal rights issues.
Well, Glenn, I hope it's a great certainly great day for you. You was, well, so far so good.
Yeah,
just keep the the ship in the right direction, and away we go for a beaut day here at Gosford, right on the Leagues Club Park, and we'll catch you up a little later on as well to see how you're holding up.
And fantastic. And I'll see how you're holding up once you do a bit of taste testing. So we're going to throw some goodies your way, both of you. So get ready for it, okay?
Oh, here we go. I didn't have breakfast today, Pete. I'm looking forward to this. Here we go.
In the meantime, here's some Beatles at Coast FM. Here on the Gardening Gang this morning from the Alive Festival in Gosford, Sherilyn. And one of the old buddies on the air is the rock and roll psychologist, we call him, Carlos Camacho, who pops up on the radio quite regularly with Deb Lennon. And he's actually taking the kids around to sports this morning in his car, and is joining us on the line. G'day, Carlos.
G'day, Pete.
I thought with all this vegan stuff happening today, maybe we talk about the ideal brain food. Now, is it plant-based?
Well, yes. There's been a lot of research done in the area of food and how it works in the brain. And, yes, the plant food is extremely good for the brain. That we know for sure. It's been researched through science. The more plant food you eat, the better.
Really? Now, give us some examples, buddy.
Well, all the vegetables and all the other the fruits, even, they come out of what we call plants, of course. Now,
funny about that. Yes, I just realised that. Of course they do. From the garden. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And so the only thing, you know, we out of some plants, you can only eat certain aspects of it. For example, you might eat from a broccoli some type of the middle part only, and you might leave the leaf and so forth. So with regards to the carrots, you eat the roots, which is basically what the carrot is, and you leave the plant, although there are some in some countries that do eat the top part, which is, it's edible, it's no problem, but it's not as good for you, and it also doesn't taste as good.
It's got to taste good, mate. I'm with you there 100%.
Well, throughout the centuries, we've worked out what tastes good and what doesn't. So we try to stick to what we, because the first part of digestion is the mouth, of course. So that's why we try to make food taste great. Look, in plant food, there's a lot of plants out there. And even throughout your garden, you might find that are edible. And all of them have a certain kind of property that would help with the brain. Now, the brain, as you know, Pete, it's a chemical organ and it runs with energy. So we need to fuel it up with as many different types of foods as possible.
Well, he's a rock and roll psychologist, Sherilyn, so he may know something more than I do. Plants are good for the brain.
Look, as much as I love non-plant-based food every now and then, when I eat plant-based food, I just feel a lot lighter, I feel clearer, my thoughts are a lot quicker, and usually my decision-making
Is that right? Oh, okay. Well, so the brain is really working overtime with a good plant, good food. Yeah.
But I would say, as a disclaimer, of course, you should talk to your local doctor, to your GP, because a lot of people are low on certain type of vitamins and minerals and so on, where that plant food may not be able to provide the whole lot. So I would talk to your GP because you can see a psychologist through Medicare with a referral from a GP, you can also see a dietitian, and there's some great dietitians out there. And I would suggest for your listeners to try to see someone and just say, look, I'm thinking of having more plant food, that they'll do a bit of some tests and make sure that, yes, you're covered physiologically, but psychologically, I feel a lot better, and the people that I speak to seem to agree on that as well. So that's a good stuff.
Well, Carlos, I'm taking the view that you know more than I do, so I might hoe into a couple of more of these plant-based foods here today at the Alive Festival. Maybe you can come down and give us some further guidance.
Well, I would love to, Pete, and if I go down, I'll definitely come and say g'day to everyone there.
Radio show's over by 10, mate. You've got to be quick.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'll stop off the tea center.
Okay. All right, there we go. Well, thanks, Carlos. We haven't got a lot of time there this morning. There's so much happening here. That's Carlos Camacho, our rock and roll psychologist, here on Coast FM today, talking about the benefits of plant food. Thank you, mate. Have a nice weekend.
Cheers,
who's
mate.
Got the large sponsor?
You're right at home with the Gardening Gang. Coast FM 96.
Oh, the Alive Festival brings out all those songs that have got Alive in it, Sherilyn. Do you think it's
it
a bit twee or not? I found that there.
It's a little bit. Very clever, Pete. It's very clever. I love the way you do that.
Now, we're here at the Alive Festival in Gosford. It's going to be a great day here at the Leagues Club Park, which is directly opposite the old Central Coast Leagues Club. We've got a lady here called Leonie. Leonie is a herbalist. I don't know about the spices, but she certainly knows about herbs.
Gosh, I don't think Leonie it's that sort of herbs.
She's come all the way from Leonie. Marrickville today.
Hello.
Have you driven all the way from Marrickville?
All the way from Marrickville to bring my beautiful clinical herbal medicine to you. I got involved in herbal medicine when my son was really sick with juvenile arthritis.
Yep.
And I went and visited a herbalist to see if I could help him. And I got some great herbs from him, and he got better. It was really great. Like, we had really good results with that. I mean, it's really scary when you've got a 3-year-old and they can barely walk.
Oh God!
And it was that was pretty pretty terrifying. True. So it was really great when I saw the results of the herbs for him, mm-hmm. and so I just started digging deeper into seeing what I could do to find out a bit more about herbal medicine myself, and started using it for myself and found really good results with, I've never had to have antibiotics.
Oh, okay.
Which is amazing.
Oh, so you take them as well?
Yeah, so I've taken them.
Yeah.
And do you do it as a preventative, or if something's wrong with you, when you say you've never had taken antibiotics, so is it just that you're healthier in general?
Oh, look, I'm just much healthier. First of all, there's a time and place for medicine, for mm-hmm. orthodox medicine, so I'm not going to say that it's for every single condition.
Mm.
But if I've got a UTI or something, yep. which is really common for women, it's just a really good way of going, okay, I can get on top of this with herbal medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I see so many different conditions. People have sleep problems.
Mm.
There's, a lot of PMS, cramping and all this sort of stuff. And it's just a really good way of, getting, preventative.
Yeah,
but also, having...
it's a coping mechanism.
Yeah, coping mechanism. Yeah.
It's something natural to support, I think, as well. I think it's always good to have a look at natural things first as well. I hear exactly what you're saying as well. And some of these things, as they say, I think we're moving away from the word alternate. It's used sometimes complementary as well.
Yeah.
So this is the thing.
Yeah. The other thing about being a clinical herbalist is that I've got a lot of databases that I can use, so I can combine the orthodox medicine with herbal medicine. A lot of people don't realise that you could be taking a particular drug and there could be an interaction with your herbs.
Yes.
So that's quite interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The big thing at our household is headaches.
Yep.
I don't get them. My wife does.
Yep.
And she is forever taking the basic, analgesics that are offered over the counter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is there an alternative for that?
Yep.
Headaches? I got to wake up in the morning, I feel like crap, it's a headache.
Yep.
Not brought on by too much alcohol because she doesn't drink.
Yep.
So it's there, it's being, generated by something, inflammation or whatever it is. So what sort of things would you, I'm not looking for a consultancy here.
Yeah.
But if people came along today and put that question to you, how would you handle that?
Definitely. Well, we would headaches can come from many different reasons. So we'd be trying to figure out what the reason, what the underlying cause of her condition would be. So is the headache coming because she's dehydrated? Is the headache coming because she's got tension and stress?
Living with me.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, I'm sitting here going, yeah, well, as your co-host.
Yeah, we've got lots of things that can help with stress and anxiety. We've got, you know, and I specifically make tinctures.
Yep.
And put liquid tinctures together right. for people, or there's tablets. So I could give her something that was like a pain reliever, or I could give her something that was for stress. So it would be specific for her, and I'm making specific herbal remedies for people. So one person could come with a headache, and I could give them one particular tincture, mm-hmm. and someone else, it could be something completely different.
Well, you're here this day. I'm going to say the weekend. It's only one day.
Today, yes.
Look up Leonie Sinclair. She is in one of the stands here.
She is.
And Leonie, it's been delightful talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm assuming my wife has tuned in to listen to that bit of advice as well.
That's great.
Okay. Thank you so much, Leonie.
We're at the Alive Festival here at Coast FM today, and we're being sponsored, by the way, by Alan Graham's Caravans and RVs and also Doormaster Security Doors and Windows right here at Coast FM.
Oh, here comes some food, Pete.
Oh, meantime. Coast FM, Pete Little and Sherilyn Darcy. We've just ducked off from the surrounds at Gosford, the outside broadcast, Sherilyn, to move down here into Baker Street. Came into the Baker Street restaurant and met up with Chef Daniel.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing?
Coming up to see us later on at the Vegan Festival.
Oh, definitely. I can't wait to actually try everything. I want to see if there's anything interesting, anything funky, something cool. So, yeah, I'm going to go and have a look.
I can smell some bacon cooking here.
I don't think it's here. I want to stay here, Sherilyn. Oh, Pete, come on.
That's the hamburger on the grill, but let's not go there. It's all about Vegan Festival today.
Vegan all the time. Like, I know people who call themselves part-time vegans, and I'm like, what? What is that?
Look, that's just, to me, a hippie term. But for me, look, I like to make sure that I eat vegan or eat alternate different foods at least 3 to 4 times a week. And the reason for that is I actually really like my meat. And what happens is if you overmeat yourself, like if you eat too much beef and lamb and pork and things like that, you're actually kind of creating a fatty glistening over your palate. So you don't actually get to enjoy the flavor of, you know, a beautiful beef tenderloin or a gorgeous cut of a pork belly and things like that because you've kind of exhausted your palate.
It's not exciting anymore. I can understand that. Do you eat meat every day, Pete?
Oh, not red meat, no. We only maybe about twice a week at our house. Yeah. Rest of the time is chicken.
Yeah.
We would have protein every day. A chips protein.
If it's sweet potato, we'll just call that healthy.
Oh, Pete. Yeah. No, you and your air fryer. Here he goes. Oh, he's air fryer.
No, we're sort of chicken, mainly chicken at our place.
It's good to not have that protein, like at least a couple of meals, you know, a couple of dinners.
I'm with
you.
Absolutely.
And it's more
when you honk into a nice hamburger, you go, this is very tasty.
Exactly. And it is. And you want to keep that enjoyment. But also, more importantly, you want to just give your belly a rest.
Yeah.
Having all that kind of meat constantly can actually kind of strain your belly. And you know what? It's got nothing to do with carnivore diets and ketos and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about, you know, day to day, trying to give your belly a rest, you know, trying to go, okay, I'm just not going to eat a protein today. I'm just going to eat, you know, mushrooms.
Right. Oh, and so you're just saying no protein or no.
Yeah, trying to just at least 3 or 4 meals a week. I'm not talking about 3 or 4 days, but at least 3 or 4 meals.
Okay.
Just try and not have a protein in that meal and just have like lentils or chickpeas or.
I have to say, I could do that easily because I'm the fan of the Seinfeld, the big salad. I love a big salad. Yeah. I really, really love your diet. Doesn't eat protein, doesn't eat any chicken or fish or anything like that. Or Thai beef. I don't actually eat red meat, but because I can't.
Yep.
But I love just a big salad. My mouth's watering now with just tons of beautiful veggies and things like that.
And you can make it interesting, you know, like burning eschalots and peeling them back and smashing that into some, you know, some palm sugar and a little bit of sesame oil and soy sauce. Then you turn that into a salad. But, you know, you're talking about hot burgers before. I could tell you a really cool vegan hot dog recipe that I created, which is pretty cool because you make the actual carrot the sausage.
Sorry, I'm looking at
Okay.
And I feel like I'm going to make this for you and bring it to you. This is a thing.
I'll try it. Yeah, absolutely.
I can't wait to see
it. This is going to be great.
It would need to be soft.
Yeah, it is. So basically what you do is you peel up some carrots.
Yeah.
You put them into like a small baking dish. And you throw in a little bit of brown sugar, some smoky liquid, a little bit of Worcestershire sauce, and just a touch of water. And you put some baking paper over the top, a little bit of chili if you want, like, you know, spice it up. And then you cover it with alfoil. You stick it in the oven at about 150 degrees for anywhere between, yeah, an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes. Depends how big the carrots are.
Right.
You take the lid off, take the greaseproof paper, crank it up to 220 degrees, leave them in there, pull it out, butter some bread, or don't butter bread if you're vegan, and then stick it into a bread roll, a little bit of sauerkraut and some Dijon mustard or American mustard.
Gosh.
I guarantee you won't even know the difference.
Really?
You'll be like, damn, this is... And you know what? The best part about it is one of the things that I don't like about vegan food is all the alternative chemicals.
Yeah.
You know, instead of counting calories, we should start counting chemicals. You know, we grow some amazing food and we have some fantastic soil here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the best weather and, you know, we're already way ahead of the rest of the world in our farming techniques. We don't need to play
No,
too
we can
much.
Just have veggies. Well, Pete, what do you reckon? You're going to go for this carrot hot dog?
Well, we can't wait around now because
we
can't.
We've got to get back to the OB.
Park.
But
when I come up to the park in about an hour, I'll bring it up to you.
Right.
Well, I'm in for a go.
Let's try it.
Shall we say? I'm in for a go.
You'll need some tomato sauce, though, Chef. I've got to tell you.
No. Yeah.
I'll make it for you from scratch. How about that?
I've got to see it.
Look forward to that, Chef. Well, there are alternatives to, you know, to enjoy if you're a heavy meat eater. I'm not going to say any more than that. Thank you to Chef Daniel joining us every Saturday morning. Here at the Baker Street Restaurant, we're going to now get back to the Leagues Club Park and get involved in the Alive Fest.
Yeah, we will.
Why not?
Enjoy the walk over.
At home with the Gardening Gang. Coast FM 963.
Happy shake right here at Coast FM 963. With Pete and Sherilyn today. We are at the Alive Festival in Gosford here at Leagues Club Park. Come on down. The thing officially opens at 9 o'clock, goes through until 4 this afternoon. And we've dragged Libby Taylor away from the kitchen. Morley's Recipes she works for, Libby Taylor, and she has got some fabulous food. Now, Libby, get close to the microphone there because we'd like to hear your beautiful accent. Okay. And you've come up today from where, Libby?
From Sydney, Inner West.
Okay. The Inner West. All right. Okay. That's terrific. Now, what have we got here to try today? I'm going to get you a little closer to that microphone there.
What have you cooked for us? I cannot wait for this.
I've got you a slice of the classic quiche with cider slaw and cider salad. My goodness.
Okay, we've got that inside the box here.
You've got to get a fork. Hang on. There we go. Here we go. Have a fork.
I'm not normally a quiche eater.
Are you going to try that? I'm going to try this.
These are the croquettes that you've got there.
Croquettes. Yeah. All right. Hang on.
A bit of that. Okay.
Now, I'm going to go with my fingers.
This is all plant-based.
It is. Goodness.
There's a bit of tomato there. I see it in that quiche there. And this is the big taste test.
Oh, God.
What are you trying here, Cheryl?
Oh, I'm hungry.
You've jumped ahead of me well and truly here. That tastes lovely.
Does it? It's nice. Oh, I've got this croquette. What's in this? Is this potato and...
It's a roast garlic mashed potato, fresh parsley and vegan mozzarella.
I tell you what, I'm not going to be kissing anybody because now it's got garlic. It's not over garlicky. It's really
nice. No, it's
not. But it tastes all the world to me. Libby, like that's cream, but I'm assuming it's not cream, is it?
No,
it's not mayonnaise.
It's a vegan mayonnaise, yeah.
Oh.
Now, our young intern here, Ashley, was very keen to try one of those. Now, Ashley, come forward towards that blue microphone and try that out, baby. And give us an honest feeling about that one. That's the one Cheryl has been raving about.
I have been raving. Well,
can you speak clearly, please?
Too busy eating. Very good. Very garlicky. Very nice.
I can't believe it's vegan. There you go. I'm going to say that one because I'm going to...
It's a really good vegan mayo as well.
It is, isn't it? Look, I'm getting a bite.
Now, one more thing I'm going to try here. We only have a certain amount of time.
We're going to share this.
Here's the dessert that you prepared for us, Libby. This looks like a lamington.
You're correct.
And do you need to tell me before I open it up what is, in fact, when I say open it up, to cut it up, what it's made of?
It's a vanilla sponge in the middle.
Yes.
And then it's coated with chocolate and coconut.
And no animal
It looks
products.
Just like.
Wow.
It looks just like a standard Lamington.
You need a fork, Pete.
This is the Lama. Oh, yes, I do too.
You need.
Okay, I'm trying to do the whole thing with a
Let
knife.
Let me know what. That looks so.
I don't think he's sharing that one.
He's not sharing it. I know, I'm sitting here with the fork and I'm like,
That is.
Can I have a taste, please?
Well, no, of course.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm prepared to share my food with you, Shirley.
Yeah, so I am. So, obviously, there's no butter, no eggs, no milk. No. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Ashley's out of 10 is 9 or 10, Ashley?
20.
She's giving it a 20. You're giving this a what out of 10?
I'm going to go the big 11. That's it.
11? So am I.
Just
absolutely beautiful. So what we're going to do is say, get down and have a talk to Libby. Morley's Recipes, one of the prominent stores here.
Oh, my goodness.
Within a hop, skip, and a jump from the Coast FM stand.
It is.
And have a talk to Libby because she's enthusiastic about this particular food.
Thank you.
And you come all this way just to look after us today, Libby. We really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks for hosting us. It's a great spot.
Libby, have a wonderful day, and we're going to get back to the classic hits of Coast FM.
Thanks, Libby. Thanks
and
for
thanks
having
to sponsors
Thank
as well.
At home with the Gardening Gang. Coast FM 963.
Classic hits at Coast FM back when Glenn Shorrock was a little closer to the ground, a bit younger, a bit shorter.
Younger,
he was the lead singer of the Axiom.
I didn't know that.
And then went on, of course, to be a superstar with the Little River Band.
Oh, I knew that. I do love my LR.
There you go. And this is Coast FM. We are full of knowledge here today because we are at the Alive Festival. Brain food, it's all about that. We're trying some magnificent little tastings
just
here.
Beautiful.
I've got to say, that Lamington was just magnificent.
Fantastic.
I mean, I'm going to go for more.
Are you? Well, I know coming up after the 9 o'clock news, we are going to be tasting some vegan ice cream and meeting some other people around the festival.
Vegan
as well.
Ice cream and vegan Lamington would mix well beautifully.
Oh, you're going to keep that one. All right, Pete. I think we've got John Farnham coming up now.
Well, the news is coming up at 9 o'clock, and there's more fun next hour here at Coast FM. Here's John.
Get your hands dirty with the Gardening Gang. Saturday mornings at 8 on Coast FM 963.
Coast FM, Pete Little and Cheryl and Darcy today at the mighty vegan festival. We call it the Alive Festival rather than the vegan festival.
Everything's alive.
Now, we've just been talking vegans ad nauseum almost, Cheryl. And Vicky's on the line. She might have a clue about veganism. I think she enjoys a bit of meat occasionally. What do you reckon, Vic?
Viva Las Vegan.
There she is. Always comes up with a great liner.
Good morning.
Oh, she's good.
Morning.
She's Viva Las Vegan. Oh, I love it. Now, Vic, we've got you down here today to talk about what's on the hot list around the various independent nurseries of the coast. What do you got?
Yep. We'll start at Burbank House and Garden at Erina Heights, as I always like to start there. And they've got plenty of bougainvilleas in stock with pink, white, purple and peach flowers, and they even have a variegated variety also. Forrester's Beach Garden Centre have got some very popular hot Rio nights. They're tropical superstars, so if you're looking for the hot Rio nights, you can head to Forrester's Beach. Dunhaven Garden Centre are the kings of sales. They've got 30% off indoor and outdoor pots, 30% off all plants, 30% off all water features, 30% off ornaments and statues. And you get 10% off bamboo at Norabille Green at Tootley. And they've got lots of different sizes available, so it will suit all different budgets also. And that's what I've got this week at the Independent Garden Centres.
Well, I just thought about this 10% off bamboo. I didn't think people actually bought bamboo. I thought they stole it. Sort of, because it's sort of like a weed, isn't it, you know?
It used to be very weedy, but the new varieties are clumping now and they're non-invasive, so they're a little bit more easy to
contain. That explains it. Very good. Oh, she's very capable, Vicky, isn't she? She gives me the inside drum. That's good. Okay, now on the magnificent day it is today, let me know what's happening at Narara Valley. Come on, what's happening special-wise there today?
Well, we are restocked and we are full of the good with plants, and more plants, including the ever-popular Hot Rio Night and Traveller's Palms. And guess what? Don't forget, Bandshirt Friday, 20% off everything. Some exclusions do apply, but not many, if any. Bandshirt Friday is every Friday, but not on Good Friday, because we will be closed on Good Friday, but we'll be opened up and ready to go for all the other Fridays afterwards. So save 20% off all plants. Some exclusions apply, but not many, if any.
And what's the discount for band shirt wearing?
20%.
20%.
That's it. What band are you going to wear?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'll bring
it's taking
mine.
Off like wildfire.
Is there a band called Floriade? Because I've got a Floriade shirt from last year.
That doesn't
and
count.
If there was a band called Floriade, I could wear it.
Well, no.
I don't reckon I'd be into their type of music for some reason.
The Floriades. The Floriades are here. Now, Vic, let's get Sherilyn to quiz us on what, in fact, is a true fact of life, or is it a fib?
A factor
fact
or a fib.
Or a fib is
well,
the
way. Here we are at the Alive Vegan Festival, so we're going to do a vegan fact or fib, and it won't be is this meat or not, or I can't believe it's not lamb, it's something else. The Vegan Society has been established for about 80 years in the UK, but veganism can be found around the world much longer than that. Evidence of people choosing to avoid animal products can be traced back over 2,000 years. Now, this is true. This is true. As early as 500 BC, Greek philosopher and mathematician Pythagoras promoted belovedness among the species and said maybe we shouldn't be eating animals. And at the same time, Buddha was also discussing the benefits of being a vegetarian.
And that goes before that.
Absolutely. But modern veganism and vegetarianism, it started, I'll tell you right now, in 1806, where a pair of fellows by the name of William Lamb and Percy Shelley were amongst the first Europeans to publicly object to eating eggs and dairy on ethical grounds. And they coined the term veganism. Is this a fact or a fib? Dr. William Lamb and Percy Shelley, his good friend.
Okay, okay, Vic, your turn to shine. What do you reckon?
Dr.
I
Lamb.
I don't think they sound like a vegan-friendly name. Let's go false.
I reckon it's false too. I think she's pulling her little legs here. Yeah, yeah.
That's true. That's absolutely
it was true.
Yeah, it's true.
It's Mr. Lamb.
It's true, Mr. Lamb, Dr. Lamb. Absolutely, that's what he did say. He called a meeting and he said that, nah, this is not on anymore. We shouldn't be eating things from animals and let's be vegans. Dr. Lamb.
His name is very deceptive.
I know. Dr. L-A-M-B-E, Lamb. Ma'am, that's it.
Yeah.
I win. You're both, they're both out. That's
Mary
it.
Had a little.
Vegan chop.
That's it.
Well, she had a little lamb.
We're still on the same leaderboard level because we both screwed that one up, didn't
you
we?
You did.
Hey? I thought for sure we were winners today, but no.
Well, didn't
Mr.
make the
lamb
didn't make
it for everybody.
Losers.
Okay.
Absolutely
well,
losers.
Well, thank you so much for your participation today.
That's it.
Pity you couldn't make
Very
it
welcome.
Here to the vegan festival because there's a lot of nice-looking male vegans too.
Ooh, Viva Las Vegas.
Healthy sauce.
Always on the make. There we go. Thank you, Vic. Thank you. And enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Have a good day, everybody.
That's What's Hot Vicky. She's from Narara Valley Nursery and joins us every Saturday morning right here at home with the Gardening Gang on Coast FM 963.
Coast FM, Pete Little and Sherilyn Darcy today with the Gardening Gang, and we're on board with the magnificent, isn't it beautiful, this festival. It's called the Alive Festival.
I feel alive, Pete.
You feel alive?
Yes, I do.
Oh, golly. All this wonderful food we're enjoying today.
Mm.
Now, Doreen from the Market Report, good day. Thanks for
Hello.
Coming by this morning.
Right, yes.
Are you a bit of a vegan at times, Doreen?
At times, yes. I like vegan food at times, yes, absolutely.
Have you tried a vegan carrot? No, hang on.
A vegan carrot?
Hot dog. Hot dog. Vegan hot dog.
No, that
it's
I haven't done.
Made of carrots, apparently.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. No, I do like the vegetable lasagnas and things like that. I think that's yummy.
Oh,
okay.
I like that.
Well, we'll try and find you something and while you're doing the report and bring it back to you.
Perfect. All right.
Okay. Well, let's see where the other markets are around
Okey
the coast. Because this is a big market here today as
oh,
well.
Oh, I know. Not a great deal, but we have a couple to report. So Edelong Fresh Food Markets are being held today and every Saturday at the Broken Bay Scout Hall on Picnic Parade between 7 and 1. It's a new location for them and you'll find fresh fruit and veggies, eggs and deli items on sale. And Mangrove Mountain Markets are being held today between 9 and 3 on the corner of George Sands Drive and Blood Tree Road. They specialise in homemade preserves, cakes, crafts and plants. And that's it for today.
Are those guys vegan?
Oh, I don't know, but jam would be, wouldn't it? It's got to be, hasn't it?
Vegan jam. We'll let them in. Okay, here we go. Now, let's check out tomorrow's market story.
Okay, Tookley Lions Club markets are on in the Coles car park, Tookley, between 8 and 1. Go along, browse through their stalls and grab a bargain or two. Gosford City Farmers Market is being held tomorrow at the Gosford Showground between 7 and 1. There's a large range of fresh produce, deli items and free-range eggs, just to mention a few. And one of the big ones this weekend, Avoca Beachside Markets are being held tomorrow between 9 and 2 at the Haslett Park foreshore. Go along and see the food and produce stalls, art and homewares. There's also live music and lots of treats to nibble on while you browse. And to wrap up the weekend, for second-hand goods and specialty items, check out the Entrance Lions Club Charity Market being held tomorrow and every Sunday between 8.30 and 12.30 in the Denning Street car park.
Beautiful, Dory. Mm. Now, next week is the Easter weekend.
Mm.
Are we doing a radio show next week?
We sure are.
Dory, welcome back.
Oh, there'll be lots of hopping around to do.
Away.
We all have to hop around.
You going away? No.
Duty's called. I'll be here.
Well done, Dory. Very loyal part of our show is the market report.
Very important.
Thank you, Doreen.
Thank you.
Now let's get one of those carrot hot dogs. Coast FM 963, and we are live at the Alive Festival, Pete.
Yeah, alive. Home of the classic hits, Coast FM 963, with Pete Little and Sherilyn Darcy. Today it's the Gardening Gang, and we're being sponsored, as we are every week, by Alan Graham's Caravans and RVs at Wyoming, and also Doormaster Security Doors and Windows. Now, there's an absolute picture sitting here about to talk to us, Sherilyn.
I know, in my favourite colour, purple, and also with a logo here, Future Swirl. Hello.
And
it's Maddie? Maddie's from Canberra, the nation's capital.
Right.
And Maddie, you've been coming to the Central Coast irregularly.
That's right. So we are a Canberra proud business, my hometown of Canberra, and we've only ever traded outside of the ACT twice, and both of those times have been on the Central Coast, including today. So we haven't even gone to Sydney. We love the Central Coast for some reason. It's so much warmer than Canberra, I have to say, and everyone's so lovely. So that's why we keep coming.
Oh, that's it, paradise.
You see, there are very few public servants here on the Central Coast. That's the difference.
Yes, that is.
So you know, I will not hear any criticism of Canberra.
Yeah, you can't, because you know what? This is the lady who's bringing you the ice cream, so you behave yourself.
We enjoyed our time at the Floriade last year.
Yeah, Floriade is beautiful.
We've set our course for another one this year, so we may see you in Canberra sometime.
Oh, yes. Good. Well, I think we'll be trading at Floriade, so I'll bring you more ice cream then.
Look forward to that.
So tell me the story, Maddie, of vegan ice cream. Like, how did you even get into it?
Well, I don't even have really a sexy story as to how I started the business. Mm-hmm. I think everyone has that story during COVID lockdown when you kind of, your perspective changed and you realize that you have different priorities than how you were living your life. And actually at the time I was working in radio in Canberra, which was amazing experience. I love radio. But you know, we were on the front lines of COVID in the sense that we were a talkback station. So I was hearing lots of people call back and it was tricky. You know, it was a really hard time for everybody. And so I wanted to do something different, and I've been plant-based for a few years now, and I kind of was really passionate about making a really delicious dairy-free alternative to show everybody that having plant-based food or even adopting a plant-based diet, it's not a sacrifice. You're not giving up anything when it's just as delicious. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, okay, well, what am I going to make? I have to say, I am no chef. Like, that is not my background.
Right.
And I saw that everybody had started drinking oat milk. Even my parents were drinking oat milk, and they are far from being plant-based, let me tell you. So I thought, okay, well, the next step from oat milk on your coffee is oat milk on your ice cream. And I did lots of recipe testing. I made so many of my friends and family eat a lot of actually quite bad ice cream, I have to say. And then after months and months of recipe testing, I finally hit the nail on the head, and we have my oat milk soft serve.
Wow.
Well, I'm having a cup of tea this morning.
Yes, and
with oatmeal.
Oat milk. You are.
Milk, isn't it?
Because intern Ashley, she is plant-based as well.
Really?
And, yeah, so there you go. And we were having this talk, and it was like, that's it. She got him an oat milk one. How's it going?
Quite nice. Cup of tea. There you go. You're right. You know, Maddie, you're right. You don't have to sacrifice any flavour, any sensations. It's all there compared to the other product, you know, the original product,
that's
it. We call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right, the original, the OG, the animal it. Base is what we say.
The OG, I like that.
So what sort of flavours can we have of Future Swirl? I love the name, Future
Chocolate.
Swirl.
Chocolate.
Thank
you.
Strawberry.
Well, actually, let me clarify. It's vanilla and chocolate, and we can do a mix of both.
Uh-huh.
So the mix of both is our most popular flavour because I think it's a bit of a novelty.
Right.
But we have lots of different sources, including strawberry, if you're a strawberry fan.
Mm.
But actually, what we're currently working on, besides kind of going to these events and serving our soft serve, is where we've adapted our soft serve recipe into take-home tubs.
Oh.
So we'll be selling our oat milk ice cream in groceries soon, I think, in hopefully May. So really
wow.
soon. So if people
Future
are interested,
Swirl.
Just follow us on Instagram at Future Swirl.
Okay, so that's your handle. You got a website as well?
We do. And actually, so if you go to, I think it's www.futureswirl.com.au, there's a, on that homepage is a link that if you want to put your email address in, I'll send out an update once it's on the Central Coast.
Oh, we can
so
find
legally
it.
Legally, you can't call it ice cream. Because it doesn't have dairy
cream.
Product in it.
Is that true?
No, so
a certain
ice
level
cream,
of cream.
It's 10% fat is what's classified as ice cream. So when you have gelato, it's less than 10% fat.
Ah.
At the moment, this is interesting, and I'm always looking forward to see, okay, what's coming up on the horizon. We haven't had those labeling laws change like overseas. So overseas, I think I'm going to say America, maybe Canada. You can't call it ice cream there because the dairy lobby's come in and said it's frozen dessert. It's
okay.
not ice cream. But at the moment in Australia, I'm still calling it ice cream because it is. It's
yeah,
delicious,
no one's
it's creamy,
take it
it's
court.
Sweet. It's the same
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. You're too cute to go to court anyway.
Thank you.
Okay, so Maddie, good talking to you. Have a great day here at Gosford. And
yes.
welcoming indeed to the Central Coast. You obviously speak with great pride in
you
visiting Central Coast.
You are sucking up because you want the ice cream.
And that'll be coming after it's all
no,
turned
it's
up.
It's great having a chat with you, Ashley. Oh, no, actually, it's Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie from Sweet Tooth.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All the best now.
Thank you. Thanks.
Coast FM, we're here at the Alive Festival.
Bye.
G'day, neighbour. Got a problem with you?
You're right at home with the Gardening Gang. Coast FM 963.
Yeah, the cars at Coast FM 963. Great track called Let Go.
Let us go now. And here we are.
Our next little segment here in our radio broadcast mm-hmm. from the Alive Festival in Gosford. It's right opposite the Leagues Club there. It's called mm-hmm. Leagues Club Park. Rihanna's joining us now. And if you would like to get nice and close to that microphone, we'd like to know about your position here at the Alive Festival. Rihanna?
Yeah, hi there. So we are distributors of a variety of vegan products. So we're plant-based distribution. We just supplied some Easter chocolates and other chocolates
Easter
that are popular.
Chocolates.
For, yeah, vegan
there?
Chocolates. Yeah, these are them.
Oh,
here.
I see this here. This is called a Chucky Egg.
A Chucky egg.
I think a Chucky egg.
A Chucky egg?
Not Chucky.
Yeah.
Chucky. It's called
oh,
a Chucky.
It's Chucky, not Chucky.
Chucky egg.
So, what makes...
And there's another one here called a Creche...
What's that?
A Creche. It's almond nougat and made by the Fairly Traded Chocolate Company.
Well, look, I got to tell you, I've got a daughter who's now a lot older, but she just didn't like, and she still doesn't like chocolate. It makes her actually feel sick if she eats chocolate. So as a child, we used to end up giving her snakes and things like that. You know, well, not real snakes, you know, the gummy snakes for Easter or gummy bears and those sorts of things when we lived in the States. We couldn't get a chocolate substitute. And I'm imagining... I don't. It's a cream egg, isn't it? That's
it
what
is
it is.
A cream egg. It's like a cream.
So how do you get, what do they actually make these Easter chocolates out of if they're not using chocolate? What sort of things do
they
use?
They still use the cocoa butter, the cocoa bean, but they also use soy or rice to sort of substitute for the dairy aspect of it. So some of them will be a lot darker, but they can add soy or rice milk to make it a bit more milky.
Can
style.
We open this up?
Of course you can.
Oh, let's see. We're on Facebook Live, so if you're wondering where our Facebook is, it is Coast FM 963 Gosford. That's us. Oh, it's nice.
Now, Rihanna, you are the distributor of these products across Australia or New South Wales. Is that how it works for you?
Yeah, mostly on the East Coast.
Yeah, okay.
But we are moving into other states as well as we sort of increase our freezer and it's the lion hall thing that's...
Oh, okay. Right.
These chocolates will melt.
Yeah, exactly
right.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Australia.
Now, are you in a growing industry?
We are. So... Veganism is sort of growing as more and more people become aware of what's sort of out there. There's more things available now as well, so a lot of people are more open to it, whereas before there wasn't as much available. I mean, these chocolates, for example, they taste very similar to the real thing, so it's much easier to sort of live a vegan lifestyle, or even if you're allergy friendly as well, they cater to all sorts.
I'm smelling this. I'm gonna let Pete have a bite of the, you like a Cadbury cream egg, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's what this is. I'm going to let Pete have a bite of it.
Am I going to taste it after you or before you?
Oh, you can I'll taste something different. I don't want to double dip on you. That's it. And I'm not very fond of the Cadbury's cream eggs, but I am. I see over there, there seems to be something else. It looks like a little bunny or something. So,
okay.
For all the world, it smells like it doesn't smell any different to me than a chocolate egg.
No.
It's got the cocoa in there.
Yeah, orange chalky bar.
Cocoa butter, looking at the instructions at the back here. The ingredients indicate they've got pretty much the same as any Cadbury.
Yeah.
But there's no,
There we go. Okay,
no
Pete, taste test. And if you're listening in the radio, not on
Facebook
Live.
Where do I start? That's like an egg.
I'll just have a bite. That's it. Okay, this has got the inside. Oh, look at that. It doesn't look any different.
No, I can't talk.
No, you can't talk. That's great. Okay, it's the Sherilyn Show and the Gardening Gang today. That's what it is. Oh, thank you so much. Here we go. You've got to double dip on that one on that side.
There you are, Rihanna. She shut me up for 5 minutes.
I did shut him up. And I'm going to have a try of this.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
That one's an orange chocolate bar.
Which is beautiful. Oh, it's a bunny. Look at that. This would be really good for kids. As you said,
kids,
they've got dairy allergies.
A lot of them, when they're with other kids and they're enjoying milk, you know, your traditional dairy chocolates, it's nice to have a dairy-free option.
That's what happened to my daughter. She used to always feel like she missed out all the time. So it's come a long way. This is great. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
And so if we can find out more about you, have you got a website?
Yes, so it's www.plantbasedistribution.com.au. So we supply to cafes and restaurants and retail stores and independent grocery stores.
So nice.
You can purchase these from a vegan grocery store, All About Empathy, independent grocers.
But more importantly, come down and try it today.
I was about to say.
You'll be able to
come down.
With your money, get a whole bunch of stuff, and particularly if you're after something for Easter.
If you're looking for vegan chocolates for Easter. These are beautiful. Honestly, I'm not just saying this. This is so beautiful. I would just eat this instead of chocolate. This is really nice. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you.
Well done, Rihanna. And welcome to Gosford too. Do you live in the Gosford area?
We live in Sydney. It's beautiful here.
It is gorgeous. We love it. We're not going home.
We're going to stay. I wish we could stay all day. We're going to stay for the opening all day.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is the Gardening Gang live today from Lee Club Park for the Alive Festival.
Get your hands dirty with the Gardening Gang. Saturday mornings at 8 on Coast FM 963.
Cool for cats. It's Coast FM here live at the Alive Vegan Festival down at the Gosford waterfront. And Pete, we've just got a little bit of breaking news that's come in. A cyclist has been hit at Budgerywoy on the Central Coast Highway. It's just near the surf club. So please slow down in the area as emergency services vehicles are in attendance. That's the Central Coast Highway just near the surf club at Budgerywoy.
Not far from your place.
Not far at all, Pete.
Okay, poor cyclists. They always, cop it, don't they?
They do.
Please
slow down and think
about this. Their attention.
That's right.
We have a guest here.
Well, thinking of
we've had a number of wonderful guests here at the Alive Festival, people who are passionate about their products and their services, particularly in the alternative. I'll use the word the alternative food and beverage market.
Right. Complimentary.
Complimentary what? Where's that ice cream?
Look at the ice cream.
Complimentary food.
A lot of people that like to follow this lifestyle, it's not just about themselves. It's also about looking after the animals. And so I've got a person
now
here.
Now, we have another person here who's just arrived at the table.
That's right. And she's all about animals.
And we're talking about animals. Now, the animals that you are going to talk about today, would they be pets? Would they be pets or something that is a bit unusual?
Yeah, well, from our idea of pets, they are quite similar. They are
animals, though, that we don't treat as pets. We rescue farmed animals. Mm-hmm. So animals from the agriculture industry, like cows, pigs, sheep, goats, mm-hmm. and then we basically provide them with a forever home at our sanctuary called Mutiyu.
Oh, whereabouts is that?
That's in Palmdale.
Oh, here on the Central Coast.
Yeah, so near Arimba. Yeah.
We all know where Palmdale is. Yeah? Many people don't leave.
Oh, God. Well, this is another angle to Palmdale there. So how long have... What's the name of the sanctuary?
It's called Mutiyu.
Mutiyu.
So E-W-E.
Yeah. So farm animals. And how long have you been doing this for?
So it's a family-run sanctuary and volunteer run. So we've been going for 5 years, so relatively new. Yeah. We only have about 60 animals in our care at the moment.
Only, that's a lot.
They pass through, yeah. Yeah, it's really lovely.
So when they actually come into you, so they're being mistreated, or they're not well, or they just don't have somewhere to go.
A bit old.
We do have some hand raised animals that when people can't look after them anymore.
Okay,
but a lot are found on the side of the road in dire needs, dire conditions. We did find like one of our goats we've had for 5 years. We just had a rescue versary the other day.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
And she was found with severe udder issues because she was from the goat milk industry. And we have brought her in, and she had to have a lot of vet care and attention. So we do take in a lot of animals that have faced a lot of cruelty.
Then what happens to them afterwards? So they're not there all the time. It sounds like they get rehabilitated and then move through. So what happens to them after they've been with you?
We give them a forever home. So they stay with us until they pass away. So from old age.
Oh, so they're not actually
there. So we have cows that... Wow. We've had a cow once that ended up being 20 years old when she passed away. But she was in the milk industry for 8 years before.
Oh, wow.
When she was a baby. We do tours every weekend as well. So people can hear their stories and find out what the agriculture industry is like. But it's also a lovely day at a farm where you can feed animals.
So you just rock up there to the front gate, do you, Kelly?
No, please don't.
Well, how do we get up there now?
Yeah, we have an Airbnb experience.
Is there a password to get in?
Yeah, it is a little
An
password.
Airbnb. That's so nice.
So it's basically we do tours on the weekend at 11 a.m. But you book ahead.
Yes.
Yes, there please. We go.
But you can.
Not going to rock up here.
You can rock up here and see Kaylee here. So you've got a stand here?
Yes, we do. We do have a stall. It's all bright green.
All right.
So, and I'm in cow print.
I'm so envious. I love this cow
now
print.
Now I see the connection.
Yeah, she's got this cow print overalls on. Yeah. I love them. They're so gorgeous. I'm like, where did they come from? They're so lovely. But all seriousness, a really important side of the plant-based festival. Absolutely. A lot of people choose this lifestyle because they'd like to look after animals as well. And you're doing wonderful work here on the Central Coast.
Thank you,
Kaylee.
Thank you for your time. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Have you got a website people can have a look at?
We do. It's just mutiyu.org or our Instagram and Facebook. We have a lot of posts on there.
Excellent.
About the animals.
We can see what you're doing. I think we should do an outside broadcast up there, Pete.
Sounds pretty cool, actually. I just realised something, you know.
Yes.
Mutiyu was probably inspired by the old Beatles songs From Me to You. If there's anything that you
want. It was.
If there's anything that you do.
There you go.
From me to you. Well done. Thank you, Kaylee. I'm good for something sometimes.
You are. Thanks, Kaylee.
There's Kaylee talking us from Moo to You on Coast FM's Alive Festival Radio Show with the gang today. Thank you, Kaylee. Coast FM 963, the station with the classic hits. I'd like to thank our sponsors today, Alan Graham's Caravans and RVs, and also Doormaster Security Doors and Windows. Great supporters of the Gardening Gang. We travel here, we travel there.
We go everywhere.
Next week we're back in the radio studio for Easter Saturday.
We are Easter Saturday, a special show. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's a surprise.
Eggs galore.
There will be eggs. There will be eggs and fun, as always, at home with the Gardening Gang on Coast FM 963. Get down to the festival today.
Yes, it's open until 4 o'clock here at Leagues Club Park. News next at 10.